was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the goose of a cake, then I'm the love that you look for. Write to me and escape.
Escaping ourselves today here, Radio Urban. Up next,
if you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of a cave.
Greetings and welcome to another Friday installment of Urban Radio, featuring the most up-to-date information on our mod Urban Terror. I'm your PS1, sorry about that, I screwed that up, didn't I? I'm your PSG1 head-popping pimp in the box here. For the next few hours, we will be talking Urban Terror, answering your questions, and basically just hanging out and having a good time. For those who are just getting in and have not joined up, you can go to our channel, jump on the TSN Central server, and you can check out the radio show. The link is in our channel. So how's it going this week? We got quite a few things planned for today. Last week we tried to introduce a few things. Unfortunately, I screwed up a few times. Other than that, who knows? We'll see what goes on today. We got a good show. A couple interviews here. One with Clan Pit, and we do have something with Blade Killer today as well. Other than that, just gonna hang out, have a good time. What's coming up? I wish I could have some of that smooth drinking tequila Tapper was pouring on Radio Evil earlier this week, but unfortunately we'll have to keep the show alcohol free. And we will start off this week, as I said, about talking with Blade Killer in the Sid Spotlight. Instead of listening to me ask and answer her questions, we were able to hook up, and I was able to record some of her answers. So you will be able to actually hear Blade in some of what she has to say, like this.
Wish I could still sing. Some days I can't. I can't at all. And then it hurts. Other days, it's not too bad, and I can actually sing again and have fun with it, but not for long, or it'll start to hurt. Do the art instead, eh?
Do the art instead, eh? So that's Blade Killer, and you will hear more from her this afternoon. We will also check in on Clan Pit. As I said, they are in the Clan Focus this week. We were able to hook up with Barbecue from Clan Pit. We'll see what's going on with him. We'll also get into a little bit of the CTF scoring changes here for Beta 2.4. I know we did say we had some other enhancements. The main thing being a 2.4 is the scoring. So we'll check in on that. Unlike last week, where the host screwed up the trivia and gave everybody the answers instead of the questions, we will do the urban trivia again. We'll also go around the community, see what's going on some of the websites, see who's the movers and shakers in the urban terror community. We also hit the forums. There's been a few hot topics that have been debated recently. We'll give you our input on some of those. We'll move into the Ask Sid portion of the show, where you get to talk to us, ask us anything you want, and we will hopefully answer it. We just have a bunch of random stuff and the best hard rock going on urban radio. And as you can see, we changed the name once again. Still trying to find that name, but right now it's going to be Urban Radio. Let me set a few things up here. You guys can check out Loaded Gun. I'll be right back.
taking you down.
Little head noise. Loaded gun. This is Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. We are back. We'll get this thing going here. As I said, along with the changing of the name for the radio show for the fourth time in 4 weeks, we are now calling it Urban Radio. We also changed the start time a couple weeks ago. All the broadcasts will start around this time. It's 2 p.m. Pacific, and it's 2000 GMT. All the rest of you can do the conversion. There will be occasions where we do have to alter the start times due to my unusual work schedule. I assume I'll know that here in the next few weeks. But unless you see it mentioned on the forums or in the channel, it's going to be the same bad time, same bad station, so listen in. We unfortunately have to start out with a little bit of bad news, but better to get it out of the way first and move to more happy thoughts. Askel Love, I think you guys know him better as .exe, has resigned from Silicon Ice Development. While he has cited personal reasons for his resignation, the rumor that he will be the new doctor appearing on the hit TV show ER are false. That was a joke, but we got a lot of people saying, is he really going to be the next doctor on ER? No, he is not. So we actually want to thank Dot for all his time and effort that he has put into the mod up to this point. It's unfortunately we have to lose such a talent. He's been a wonderful friend and a great level designer for the team. His opinions and presence both on the forums and in our channel are going to be missed, and we do wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors. We will still be offering Regivec, though, in Beta 3. Who knows, maybe if 2.4 is a small enough file, we can include it in there as a special tribute to him. But we thank him for all his work and wish him the best. What else do I have here? It seems the community is really taken to the radio show. Seems the number of listeners seem to double every week, at least that's what I can tell so far. CC Zach, who mirrors all the files, continues to get very good transfers of the show. That's where we have them all up. You can listen to all the shows if you missed one or two. We do have them all available over there. And you can actually link. He's hosting ZD Web Hosting. You can get all the files over off of my site, thesixthfloor.com. It's in the news. It's, I think, the last post. But Zach continues to offer his hosting services. And we thank him for that. I also want to give props to Barbecue, who went through the show last week and edited out all the musical interludes. Hopefully, this will please the 56K crowd, as the size of the file dropped from about 26 megs to 16. So hopefully the uncut version will give those an opportunity to listen to what we have to say here at Urban Radio and Silicon Ice. Q, thanks for all the help, and hopefully you continue to do it. I also want to say thanks to Serial Killer, who's begun posting a summary of each show. You can find that out at ForbiddenNinja.com. And it's basically all the notes I use here on the show, so if you don't want to listen to it but you want to read it, feel free. Go over there and check it out. That's Forbidden Ninja. And also, I have had some inquiries about the songs. Somebody's working on getting all those compiled. But if there's a song you've heard, unsure what it is, slip me a Mickey, I mean an e-note or an ICQ message or an IRC and a pound Urban Tear, and I'll get it to you. And what's a show without a sponsor? That sponsor being Team Sports Network, who offers up their Shoutcast server every week for us to broadcast live to you guys, the Urban Tear community. I'm also available to do holidays and birthdays if... if you need that, you can see me after the show. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. With that said, I'd like to give a shout-out to Coldshot, who is listening from Team Sports Network today. I just want to say thanks, dude, for setting up the opportunity to broadcast with you guys. So far, it's been excellent, and I hope it continues that way. And finally, if you have anything you want me to pimp or promote, feel free to give me an email before Friday at oswald@planetquake.com, and I will attempt to get it on the air for you. This is your community, and we are here to make it the best community. That said, I'll take a short break. You can listen to a little Power Struggle. ¶¶
You're listening to TSN on
Speakeasy. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
All right, had to get that little shot in there for the guys over at TSN Central. Cold shot. Thanks again, guys. All right, we're back. That was a community request from Mungo Zen. The song was Power Struggle by the band Suna. As I mentioned in the intro, we are still feeling out a few of the features here on Urban Radio. One that might catch the interest of the community is actually hearing from those of us on the development team. That's why this first feature, Sid Spotlight, we'll focus on that. Over the next few weeks, we will try to introduce all of those who have dedicated their time and effort to the mod. The format's going to be similar to that, the interviews I do over on the sixth floor. We will run a spotlight featuring each week, featuring a new team member each week, focusing on what they do on the mod. To lead off this feature, I decided we would spotlight someone who has an amazing talent and is quite the perfectionist when it comes to what she does. Yes, I did say she, that being Maureen Yost. You know her as Blade Killer. Currently, she is skinning for our development team, and from her previous work, you can pick out some of the weapons she's done, the UMP-45, the G-36, and the PSG-1, along with the some of the work on Orion and Athena, the male and female models. So we're going to try this out, see how it works here. I'll just give you the question as I asked it to her, and we will play her response, and hopefully this works out well. So I had 7 questions here that I asked her. Basically, they're going to center around her her position on the team, what she likes to do on the team, some of her favorite things. So first question we asked her was, how'd you become involved in texturing and skinning?
Before I started playing Quake 2, I got interested in the game art just by chance, looking on the internet and noticing what it was like, and I really enjoyed what I saw. I was wandering about one day when I discovered Rorschach's site. And on his site were his Quake 3 skins. This is back when Quake 3 test was out there and people were skinning for it. And he also had a tutorial that explained how to do it. I had had no success trying to do it for Quake 2 because of the palette. But here he had 32-bit color to work with, and that was it. I had to try it. His EED skin was so amazing. I just had to give it my own try. And I did Big Bertha as my very first skin for visor. From the ground up, the mesh, I didn't paint over top of the id skins or anything like that. I learned how the skin went on by color coding the mesh first and putting it on and figuring out the jigsaw puzzle. And that got me hooked. I was hooked. I love figuring out the skin. I like the jigsaw puzzle part of it. I like making it look as real as I can. Always a challenge, always learning. And that actually is the biggest challenge for Urban Terror. Trying to make the stuff look real is very, very difficult. But I love a good challenge. And I really, really enjoy skinning for Urban Terror more than anything else I've ever done.
And she's done a wonderful job so far. You can also see her new work on the website, urbanterror.net, as she did skin the new AK-103. I also wanted to know what the biggest challenge texturing for Urban Terror was.
It would have to be the realism, trying to make things look real and not having the advantage of being able to put into a fantasy or sci-fi setting like I could for Quake 3. Quake 3, I could do anything I wanted to do, whatever my little old imagination thought up, and I could have fun with it. Instead, I'm very restricted, but that adds a new challenge, and I especially enjoy the challenge of making the weapons look real. That has been a real pleasure.
That's also been one of the things that we've tried to do. Seeing as we are sort of up against a memory crunch here, we are trying to keep the textures somewhat manageable for those. And unfortunately, when you make smaller textures, go from, say, 512 by 512 to 256 by 256, and you sort of stretch it, it's not going to look as good. But so far, she's done a good job on the weapons, and you will be able to see some of her work in the coming weeks. Like others on the development team, and I'm asking Blade this, you've been approached by other development companies. Do you see a future in doing this?
Oh, my favorite piece.
Whoops.
Right now I'd have to actually...
Let me try that again here. I knew this was going to happen. I had all these lined up, and now they don't work. This is actually talking about her... it was my fault. I screwed up. At least I didn't give you the answers. Skipped one question forward. Sorry about that. I wanted to know what her favorite piece was that she's worked on before, so we'll try this again. Blade?
Oh, my favorite piece. Right now I'd have to actually admit that it's the AK-103 that I just finished. I really had fun doing the skin. I found it easy. It went quickly. I learned several new techniques that have made a huge difference to the quality. But my true love is doing organics. I still really, really enjoy doing human beings. And I hope I get to do a full player skin for Beta 3. But if there's a weapon that needs it, I'm not sure which I would choose at this point because the weapons are starting to become really, really fun to work on. Hard to choose a favorite. It really is hard to choose.
Yeah, like I said, I know I started the wrong MP3 here. I read the incorrect question, so back off. We're okay here. We're still on. If I give out the answers this week, I quit. All right. As I said, I know some of our team, for example, Apoxel, Wetwired, and Odd have all been approached by development companies. I wanted to know if she saw a future in actually doing this as a career.
That's a really tough one. It's always hard to decide to do your hobby as a job. There's the risk of ruining the hobby. It's tempting if it was the right company with the right contract, do it the right way, my way, so there was no pressure and I didn't have any deadlines. And I don't think so. I don't know. It would really depend on the offer and whether I thought I was good enough to be able to do the work that they were asking me to do. Always a real tough one, especially when you have years in with the company already and pension and all of that kind of security built up. I wouldn't quit my day job. And that would make a big difference to how I approached the offer. So far, I've turned down a couple, and they just weren't quite what I was looking for, besides which I'm having far too much fun working with you guys on Urban Terror and being a part of SID, and I don't want to change that.
And I know you've all seen her work. She does some amazing work. Maybe if she's in the channel, she can spam her her personal website, and you can check out some of her other work. But she is quite impressive when it comes to what she can do. And she sort of hit on the next question here. I wanted to know about the best part of being involved with Siliconized Development was.
That's easy. The team. I love the team. I love working with them. I love when we brainstorm, when we try to solve problems, when we come up with new ideas, when we go out and we test our new code. Everybody on this team is just first class, wonderful people, a lot of fun to work with. And it's been the greatest experience of my life for the last year and a half working with these guys.
And that's pretty much echoed throughout the team. I know we've all enjoyed actually meeting each other, not only discussing the mod and personal things in the channel, but actually getting to QuakeCon and meeting some of these people in real life. It's been a real kick in the pants here. Next question, it seems you are quite talented, Blade, and that you spawned somewhat of an interest in mapping. We also know that you've been toying around with Rommel. You want to give the community a first-hand update on it?
I started mapping when something happened and Tub couldn't compile Abbey. I volunteered to help out and compiled Abbey, and that was the first time I loaded Radiant on my machine and actually went into GTK Radiant and played with the map. First time I compiled it, I had no light. And I figured out how to fix that, and my partner in crime, Rabbit Cow, is a mapper and has helped me a lot. He has guided me and taught me, and the other mappers have helped me a lot. It just, having just gotten my feet wet there, really sparked my interest. I did work on a map of my own for a little two-story warehouse, but most of the time I'm too busy with doing skinning to actually spend time to do a full map. That takes months and months of really, really hard work to do. But it's really fun for me to work with Barbecue on Rommel. He's taught me a lot, and I do just the little things, a little caulking here and a little tinkering there, and just I kind of have fun going around and doing the little things that are nitpicky details for the mapper, but kind of fun for me to play with, because I don't have time to do a lot. So I get to have the fun of playing on a map that's pure genius and try to just give it a little, that polishing touch.
And I think Barbecue will be the first one to give a big wet kiss to Blade Killer for all the work she's done on Rommel. While she continued it tonight, she hasn't done much. She has really, like she said, she's touched the little things. Of course, Barbecue did, you know, most all of the map, but she's really gone in there and she spent a lot of time compiling different versions of it, yeah, fixing the small things, the light, working on some of the caulking issues. So Rommel, as we said, Rommel should be quite impressive, and we do think everybody in the community will love the changes. And finally, the last question, I gave the floor to her. I said, hey, Blade, is there any shout-out you want to give to the community, anything you want to remember them by?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to say what I'd like to say to the community is just that it's been really great meeting you all. I've really enjoyed the games we've played together and chatting in IRC. I've met a lot of people from all over the world, and I just think that is the best part of it, that community, that support, the enthusiasm to have fun. And sometimes discuss serious issues, and sometimes just have a joke and have a lot of fun like we did on New Year's Eve. And it's just, it's been good.
New Year's Eve. She's talking about the gaming they did on New Year's Eve. So don't think it was anything that was champagne-induced. With that is our Sid Spotlight. Hopefully you enjoy that, and hopefully some of the rest of the team will be up for doing this. Next week, maybe we'll talk to Sweet Nuts if he's free. We know how busy he is in Dogs and everything. So that's Clan Focus this week. That was Blade Killer. And any questions, just let me know. Get out of here for a minute. This is Godsmack Trippin'. We'll be right back.
if you're the kind that likes to play with himself, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Game on.
All right, we're back. That was Godsmack Trippin'. This is Urban Radio. I'm your host, Oswald. Hanging with you, gonna move forward here and get into the Clan Focus. This week we're gonna talk to Clan Pit and caught up with the leader of Clan Pit. That's Barbecue, not Barbecue, Barbecue. As he's spamming me, thanks, Q. So basically I'm just gonna go through and it's the same format as we've had the previous weeks. We'll get a little bit of background on the clan. Talk about the leagues and ladders they play in, tough matches, their opinion on cheating, and what they'd like the community to know about Clan Pit. So basically everything you're gonna hear here in this feature is from Barbecue. Clan Pit was started a few years ago by Ozzy, Drax, Scarecrow, and Barbecue as an Action Quake 2 clan. Three very close clans came together to form Pit, which stands for Powers of the Imperial Triad. He says it's a corny name now, but it was kind of neat back then. Those three clans that came together, YMF, War Gods, and Clan Unknown, they formed Clan Pit. Barbecue says, as I became involved with Silicon Ice development and the sound engineering for Urban Terror, we relaunched Pit as a UT clan in June of last year and renamed the clan to Partners in Terror, still PIT. Pretty ingenious here, Q. We got off to a rocky start in the OGL, slipping from a high of 4th place down to 17th. In September, we opened up the clan to some new members and began our ascent back up to the 4th spot on the OGL. He says there's a few things that helped them turn around. One was getting organized as a clan, and the simple things like updating the website, regular clan forum postings, practices, and developing strategies, and also communication. That, along with solid recruiting and a development of like-minded talent. Clan Pit is also about the fun and friendship of the game. We work hard to be the nicest, friendliest bunch of fraggers around. Not faggers, fraggers. And I think that's helped make us a solid clan with no infighting or politicking. Currently we have 20 active members, and 4 of those 20 are on military leave. And we do hope they come back from their leave, OKQ. Some of the leagues and ladders, currently we're registered in the OGL Team Survivor. We ranked 4th. We've got a match this Saturday night against the number 1 clan, Ill. And Q, we do wish you good luck against Ill. We're also in Stay's Team Survivor League, but the match time is too early to suit our A game. It's a good format, and we do hope to do better next season based on later playing times. And we are planning on joining the Stay CTF League and see how we do on that. Tough matches. We know everybody has tough matches, and depending on your day, anybody can suck. Everybody gives us a tough match, he says, but we are scrappers. We're the underdogs. There's so much talent out there, so many good clans. Stop by the Pit website and read some of our match recaps. They're a good read, and they'll give you a see who's been tough on us. But we do have some arch rivals since starting our run at the top spot on OGL. FSIK and the Phantom Soldiers, Clan PS, have given us the most trouble. PS are good friends of ours, Barbecue says. So it's always fun playing against them. FSIK is our weakness. We've lost to them every time. We never seem to get them in the. We never seem to be in the zone when we're against them. He says they're very good. Kudos to the FSIK boys. And a question that I guess it was sort of a personal thing. I know Pitt played Dagus recently, and seeing his sweet nut is on Dagus, I wanted to get Barbecue's take on that. He says we did play Dagus recently for the number 3 rung. Talk about tough. 8-7 on Casa. 10-8 on Abby. Sweet Nuts and Runner gave us a hell of a time. Like I said, we're the underdogs most all of the time, and this time we scrapped out a win. I'm not looking forward to playing them again. A shout out to the Dagus clan. Bravo Zulu, guys. For those non-military type, he says that's Marine speak for good job. Cheating in Urban Terror. I asked him to comment on that. He says, I'm glad you asked. I'm happy I can say that no one has ever accused Clan Pit of cheating. He says, I guess we don't win enough to have people accuse us of cheating. He says, we're clear on this point with new recruits. We value sportsmanship over cowardice. As for the wider UT community, I recommend they adopt our clan's approach to cheaters and cheating. Don't whine about it. Don't openly talk about it. Don't accuse others of it. Get proof, file a complaint, or drop it. Do I wish there wasn't cheating? Q says. Sure. He says it'll go away. Will it go away? No, not entirely. So play on servers, join a different league, work for stricter rules, referees perhaps, but don't complain. It helps no one. And that's basically been the thoughts of many in the community, same way. Proof, get proof, or just drop it. And finally, we ended with, what do you want the community to know about Clan Pit? He ended with, we're just happy to be playing with one of the best mod communities out there. The Urban Terror crowd rocks. As for us, well, Clan Pit is all about having fun. If you're not having fun, then you're not doing it right. Which is why the Partners in Terror, the Clan Pit, will be around for a long, long time, he says. Also, he invites you to stop by his channel and say hi. That's #PIT on enterthegame.com. He says, we're always happy to chat up with some new friends, especially newbies. He says, thanks for the interview. We're grateful and safe, and happy new year to the entire Urban Terror community. Again, that was Barbecue from Clan Pit. That is our clan focus of the week. If your clan wants to be in the clan focus, you can email me before Friday's show. And drop your name in the hat here, and we will see who we can get on here next week. Actually, I do have a client chosen for next week, but again, send me your email, oswald@planetquake.com, and we will see what we can do. It's time to get into a little mandatory Metallica, Harvester of Sorrow.
Tired of getting out-sniped, out-dissed, and out-chained every time you go outside? Don't you just hate those guys? Don't play a hate. Retaliate with the all-new and improved AutoAim.cs. That's right. Now you can hit those insane mid-airs and two-mile snipes every single time. AutoAim.cs. Get yours today. Available from Reed Hacksaws everywhere.
So baby, dry your eyes. Say them all the tears you cry. All at once, one please.
All right, we're back. Had a little Metallica for you. Harvester of Sorrow, and a little ad there for the Auto Aim, which I know nobody uses in our community, right? Okay, moving on. Going to check out some of the new CTF scoring, which will be featured in Beta 2.4. Along with many of the improvements we will see in Beta 2.4, such as the number of bug fixes and exploits corrected, along with a few new weapons tweaks and some new features, we will finally reinstitute scoring for CTF. I guess it was something we never should have taken out, but getting 100 frags for capping a flag is quite a few, isn't it? So it was removed, as I said, in one of the earlier betas. We are bringing it back for 2.4. The only issue we will have with the scoring in 2.4 is that all the points will fall under a kills column and not an overall score. So if you kill two people and cap the flag one time, you're going to end up with 12 kills. So we're going to fix that along with some of the other scoreboard features for Beta 3. So just bear with us. At least you will be rewarded for your actions in 2.4 when playing CTF. And I know the CTF players will find this comforting, I hope. The new scoring, as I said, is the first step in an improved CTF game. And it seems that game mode is gaining in popularity, and I think it'll only add as we release Rommel in 2.4 as well. So some of the scoring, a team capture, as I said, is 10 points. That's what your team gets when they capture the flag. And actually, I thought there was maybe I'm wrong, maybe somebody in the channel will correct me, but I believe that the person who captures the flag gets 15 points. The team gets 10. I believe that's how it was. If not, we'll correct it and get that information to you. If you return the flag, you know, it's right in front of me and I'm reading it wrong. If you return the flag, you get 1 point. That's what you get for returning the flag. Killing an enemy flag carrier, you get 1 point. Flag carrier protection bonus, it's a bonus for fragging somebody who's recently hurt your flag carrier. You get a point for that. You do get 2 points for defending the flag. If you frag someone while your target is near your flag, and you will get 1 point for killing someone who almost capped. So a few scoring changes. We do think this will help the game, and we will have more coming in 3.0, but getting the scoring back in there is the first step to making CTF more enjoyable instead of just an all-out frag fest. And as we mentioned before, also in 2.4, you will see the catechus, the red and yellow flashing symbol above an injured player's head when they call for medic. And as I said, that will pulsate for, I think it was 5 to 10 seconds, so the medic can actually find the person calling and go heal them. That should help teamwork, we hope. And we have some other minor things, as I said, that we are changing for 2.4, many that we have touched on in previous shows. As I said, some of the weapons are being tweaked, the SPAs, the M4, the flash grenades have been changed a bit, a little bit longer duration on the flash. I talked about the medic issue. We have fixed the helicopter in Sands. No longer will you get stuck in the wall. We've updated Rommel, I said. We are working on fixing the spawns on Pressure Zone, but right now it's still up in the air as if that level will be included in 2.4. Chances are we will probably see that as a re-release in Beta 3.0. So 2.4, we're still working on it. We still have a few issues that we've been trying to figure out. With any luck, we could see it in, say, 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks. I'm watching the channel here, and everybody's giving me a hard time because they don't like how I'm pronouncing things. Caduceus. Caduceus? That doesn't sound right. Oh, well. Anyways, on with the show. Another community suggestion from ex-con. This is Busta Rhymes. Break your neck.
Break your freaking neck, boy. Yeah.
The radio version, not the uncensored version, sorry.
We'll be going now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away. Wanna do? Come here, man. Talk to me, talk to me. You look like you don't really give it to us. I know what you're talking, the way you try to walk for me, the way you really try to put it on. Y'all doing this like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck, and the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on, come on, come on. Oh yeah, come on, message to that. Okay, let me bless y'all one time when I lock it down and I hit you with that. That bombs, just go all day. We be making a drop. Y'all know every time we come through, this motherfucker be always taking a rock.
So let me do this.
Just know when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, I'm making it for them.
Stop this, by the way.
Everybody get cash that check for me. I'ma put with this bust your check for me. Everybody from every club, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
Just let me get you wet, bitch. Awesome. Get your sh- wait,
awesome.
So nod your head and break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, bang your head until you start to break your neck. And you know what I'm caught my breath, yeah. So I know how we do when the way we bang in the head and we do it to death. We screw them back, more than the buyer, boy. You know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. Stop just a little for my sister, every time we come through. Know that we did it for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And the way we do it for the people that know that we always give it to y'all. I said down.
Come on.
In the daytime or the night, when you keep on alone, we just bang this. In the truck while you break your nigga, motherfucker. Try to my flow. See the way we come right through. When we come right through, we be always blowing the spot again and again and making us really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so much better put their troops on. And gather up your soldiers, you know you better keep your boots on. All my people in the place,
let's go.
Raise your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make us wonder what they really gonna try now. What you really wanna do, just place your bet and put the money where your mouth is. All my sisters in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you a inch to grab in your sh- wait, we clap your feet, we clap your feet, keep bouncing up and down the street.
So nod your head and break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, bang your head until you start to break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Here we go now. And you know what we got, but the bus be holding the ball. My spots, I'll be shutting it down. The way we put it on, coming through like a team over me and Drex. Ain't no effing around. Come on. Yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link, cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club, all I'm up to the bar. And we get a little high, and we get a little long, and we get a little drunk.
Come on,
let me get you some. Then the nigga wanna bang this out your trunk.
Come on,
everybody get cash that check for me. All my sisters bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck.
Just let me give you this inch to grab it, just wait. We clap your feet, we clap your feet, keep bouncing up and down the street.
So nod your head and break your neck. Until you start to break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on, break your neck. Come on.
All right, as I said, that was not my suggestion. That was a community suggestion from ex-con. So you can lodge any complaints to him. As I said, I don't play or hate. I will play anything you want me to. That was Busta Rhymes. Break your neck. All right, moving up to that part of the show that I messed up last week, the urban trivia. Thought about doing a scavenger hunt and having you guys go hunt for things on the internet, urban terror related, but I got too lazy last night at work and couldn't get it done. And I didn't know if anybody would want to do it. We may have some t-shirts up for grabs here next week or the week after. More on that later in the show. So if you want to partake in this, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we have about 7 or 8 questions here. Simple questions if you've been in the community. Beta. Whatever, Malky. Okay, 7 or 8 questions here that we've had for quite a while. A lot of them go back to the 1.7 days, even earlier. So we have these questions. We will spam them in the channel. And only PM me if and when you have them all. And first person, we'll see what we can do for you. Here we go. Here's your seven questions. Number one, who founded the mod Urban Terror? Number two, whose art is displayed in the gun shop on the map UT Streets by Energizer? Number three, whose voices are used in Urban Terror? We'll give you a hint, there are three of them. What's the slogan for Urban Terror? Number five, who is the only female team member on Silicon Eyes development, and what is her position? Number six, what are the names of the two player models in beta 1.27 of Urban Terror, since all you junkies out there are going old school on us? Number seven, what SID member is the Macintosh junkie? And the final question, what type of bird is mentioned in the radio messages? So you can check out those. There's the questions again in the channel. And we'll see if anybody knows all the answers. Let me fire up a little Danzig here. I got to hit the head. Be right back. I'll check into the answers here, and we will continue going. This is Mother Danzig.
Children, not to hear my words, what they mean, what you say,
Mother.
Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, Mother. Mother, gonna take you down.
Mother.
Glenn Danzig, Mother. Alrighty, we're back. This is Urban Radio. I am Oswald. So what's going on? Friday, going to be some good gaming tonight on Blade Killer server. We'll give out the IP and information later in the show. As I said, you guys can send me a message if you know all the answers of the trivia questions. I'm taking it nobody does, and no team members cannot play. Now we're going to take a look around the community here and see what's been going on. Some of these I did touch in the intro. CC Zach, who hosts the downloadable version of Urban Radio each week, is now offering forum hosting services. He says in a few days' time, you'll be able to go to utforums.net/8000, submit a request to have your clan forum hosted. It looks like he has about three or four clans already signed up, so you can check that out. Again, utforums.net/8000. Over at terrorist.net, version 2 will be here soon. Lord of Death says, I started working on this completely new rebuild of Urban Terrorist site about 2 weeks ago. He says everything has been changed and a lot has been added. Some of the changes and additions, he's completely written or added new code. He's changed all the graphics. There's a user login that's been added to make more things possible. Community news has now been added to the normal news, so you can post anything on the site. Site lost its frames, which is kind of good. It's going to be run from a single PHP file. Site editors post their own news without his help. There's a 1v1 and a 2v2 ladder that's going to be added. He's going to have a new poll. Many sites have polls. He's going to have a new one you can check out. Mappers can also showcase their maps and get feedback from the UTZ members. So we should see that here in a few weeks, he says. I look for it by the end of the month. And again, that was Lord of Death over at terrorist.net. UrbanTerror.de, found a link to Clan Triad. Their webpage shows off some new screenshots of an upcoming level being developed by Nuck, who's the author of UT Damned. Did I say that right? Nuck. Omida and Dragone, who's the author of UT After Hours. You can check out the new screenshots off their website, actually. And there's the there's a link to their site to check out their new new level. It was a it looked like a drug camp of some sort. Little terrain, some good looking buildings. Hopefully we see that here soon. Some good mappers doing that. This from King over at UrbanTerror-World.com. He says he's reworking the site at the moment. Another one who's reworking their site. We hope to have it in place by the end of January to coincide with the start of the second season on the ladders. He says the site will be fully automated, allowing clan leaders to create and administer their own clans. Challenge and confirming matches will also be automated, and we're also looking to create ladders via demand, starting with the U.S. and EU Team Survivor ladder with the possibility of an international playoff between those winners. He says the more active and skillful clans will be invited into the league as we will be running it. Our goal is to try and offer the most comprehensive gaming site around, but as we realize we cannot please all the people all the time, we're going to try to please most. Funny, I think that's what we try to do here at Urban Terror. He says the new ladders come with a new system that only allows you to fight clans close to your skill level, so no easy ladder wins by fighting low-skilled teams. And this, I forgot where I wrestled this up. Maybe it was also from UrbanTerror.net from Clan LT1. They've offered up a short music video which features most every map created for Urban Terror, it seemed like. Accompanied by the music of Soulfly, yeah, you can check out Orion and Athena strut their stuff, and you can download the file from their clan website. There's their clan website, and that's actually angelfire.com/emo/clanLT1. Sort of a cool thing. Check it out if you have time. It's like I said, a short music video, and Soulfly offered up some pretty kick-ass music. Over on my site, the sixth floor, I've added I'm getting ready to add a new tutorial by Rabid Cow on how to create a roof. This is an introductory tutorial. So if you already know how to make roofs, then don't worry about it. We also have a new poll up wanting to know what maps you would like to see included in a community map pack. And we know we didn't include all the maps. Unfortunately, we only have room for so many in the map pack and so many in the poll. That's why we left you with that last option of other. We will be running some sort of a thread on the forums, possibly on the new website here, to see which maps you would all like to see included in a map pack. And finally, you can check out some new screenshots of what's being dubbed another subway level, this time from Laerth. Laerth. L-A-E-R-T-H. Laerth. I actually had a chance to preview this level, and it looks like it's going to be quite a winner for CTF. Amazing-looking textures from Yidnar over at Shader Lab. And I will get a couple of new screenshots up on the sixth floor here soon. But you can check out this link on the forums, and there are some screenshots in there. As I said, it looks like it's going to be a pretty promising map. Scale is excellent in the map. You don't feel like you're walking through a door that's 10 feet tall, and that's like 3 feet wide. Or 3 feet thick, I mean. Good map. We look forward to seeing that here later later in the month, maybe early February. And also, we've had a lot of gamers asking to hear Barbecue's Urban Terror theme song. And I also believe there are a few remixes floating throughout the community. And actually, you can check out... He does have it available for download over at mp3.com. He also has some other music you can check out on mp3.com. Go to mp3.com/MarkKlem. That's MarkKlem. You can check out the Urban Terror theme song from that link. And you can also check out some of the music from the four previously released albums he has. Has some kick-ass tunes, so go check them out. Maybe you'll dig them. Maybe I'll even get one on here in the coming weeks or so. But he's got some good stuff, and... if you're interested in the remix, I believe Space Marine on the IRC channel did a remix here, but I don't have that queued up, so unfortunately I won't be able to play it. And that's basically a look around the community. Some of the websites that had new information on them. Seems like we got quite a few who are reorganizing here, as are we over at UrbanTerror.net. As many of you know, we do have new forums coming, and we also have a new website. Hopefully we can get some new screenshots of the website on next week, and maybe Baz will give us a few new screenshots of the forums, as I know we've showed a couple off, and we continue to say that they're going to look like the current forums we have that are hosted over at our wonderful host, EasyBoard. Yay. So we got a few things happening here. If you have any news that you want to send me Urban Terror related, you have my email, oswaldplanetquake.com, and I will include it in this section of the show.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
I was a young boy that had big plans. Now I'm just another shitty old man.
Damn, I'm going to have to find longer songs here. I never have enough time to do what I need to do during the break. We're back. I'm Oswald. Urban Radio. What's going on? Before I forget, I know this was brought to my attention just now, but I believe I have it in my notes. I'm not sure. About the Macintosh 1.31 point release, with the start of the Mac Expo here up in San Fran, I believe on Monday. Word has it that Grand Divine says that the Mac point release will be coming out. So we'll stay tuned for that. And like I said, I think I have that later in my notes, but just in case I would forget about it, may as well let those who play on Macs keep you up to date on it. But hopefully that's the case, and we can move away from the 1.30 servers, although I know we still have quite a few problems, it seems, with that that hitch, which we believe is possibly sound-related. But we'll see what happens. So look for the new Macintosh point release on Monday. That's the 1.31. What do we have on the forums? With the exception of just over 5,000 registered users now on the forum, which is sort of another milestone. We seem to have some big issues that have come up recently. One that has to do with the HK-69 grenade launcher exploit. Seems many do fall victim to it, and many still do not know how to recreate it. Don't ask us for us, and don't feed me that line of shit that, you just want to see it for yourself. Hopefully nobody will post how to do it on the forums. I actually deleted one person who gave you step-by-step instructions on how to do it. Unbelievable. But that is fixed in 2.0. What else do we have here? As I said, that the grenade and all that spamming you see with the weapons, the ammo, those are all fixed in 2.4. And hopefully admins, if they're available, will be able to kick the llamas who are continuing to ruin the mod. You know, now that they don't have the show normals cheat, they have to take comfort in some other form of cheating. So do your best, kick them, TK them, do whatever, but get them off the server. For those of you who did miss the beginning of the show, .exe, the level designer behind Riyadh, the upcoming Rejavec, and the 127 level 101, which is now the remake, Rejavec, has resigned his position as level designer in order to take on that thing many fall victim to called Real Life. A little more information. Currently, he is in his fourth year of med school, so time was not really on his side. As I said, he was able to come up with two excellent levels, Riyadh and Rejavec. We do have the map files, the .map files, and we will be able to keep his work current with our development. All of us on the development team do wish .exe the best of luck in his future endeavors again. He was a great person and an asset to the development team, and he will be missed. You can send him your wishes on the general forum, as there are a few threads in there talking to him. He also says he will be around the community, and I have seen him on the level design forum. So give him hell, Dot. You know what it takes to map now. Much of the other talk has continued to center around the hitch or the hiccup, as I called it last week, since a release of 1.31. We can continue to see more gamers getting frustrated with this issue. As mentioned last week, the coders are looking into it, and it's very possible that it's something engine-related, one of the coders said, so much so that we might have to fire off an email to Robert Duffy or Graham Devine and see what sort of information they can give us. But we are working on it, and I don't believe we will release 2.4 until we have this issue resolved. There was one temporary fix that was offered up, and again, maybe it's client-specific. It came from Vinsky, who's on the quality assurance team. He says, "Well, your results may vary. You can change some of the CVARs. For example, he says set S underscore load is 8-bit to 1, and change S underscore KHZ to 11." He says he's found that to possibly help the problem or make it happen less frequent. So, as I said, your results may vary, and you can find that thread in the general forum, Q3 1.31 freezing problem on the forums. Also, we had Tapper, who is with Carnage Cowboys. He's the director of operations for QuakeCon and the president of the OGL, stirring up a bit of controversy.
in the forums, as usual. We love him for that. He's a tequila drinker, so we'll let it slide there, Tapper. Anyways, his recent thread was kind of interesting. It basically put aside all the differences that gamers have in terms of suggested changes, mostly dealing with the gameplay and weapons. Instead, this thread he has, it focuses the attention on attracting and retaining great clans and players, and hopefully it's something that could be the subject of major tournaments to come. We're trying to, as he says, let me just read what he posted here. It says he wants to focus on new features that allow us to attract and retain great clans and players to be the subject of major tournaments to assume a position of dominance in the esports world. He continues on by saying, I want a game that breaks new ground, not simply rehashes the same old stuff we've seen in other mods. And that basically comes from some of these mods will continue to update and tweak weapons or add weapons or modify features. Some of these features that I'm going to read off here have already been discussed by the development team. I'll get to that after I read what some of these suggestions in his post were. First was an observer mode, the ability to call up a top-down view of the map showing players moving and fighting in real time over a larger area. Also, audience support. We have GTV, we have QTV, but using them is somewhat awkward. He says, I'd like to see code integrated into the Q3UT server code to simplify their connection with a GTV-type server and to provide a greater level of control over the viewing experience. Also, a match mode, a solid mechanism for starting and conducting organized clan matches. It should allow players to get joined and for captains to ready up their team, at which time the match would begin. As you know now, it's quite hectic. There's really no easy way to do it. We do have part of that corrected here for 2.4. Referee features. These have been done for several mods, and the best thing would simply be to do a survey of them, swipe the most useful commands, and we do have quite an extensive list of commands for referees. If there's something that you think we might not have, and maybe we'll even post in the forums as to what a referee should do, feel free to email me, oswaldplanetquake.com, and we will pass those on to the coders. Again, these are all things that are, some of these things are already being talked about for Beta 3. Others, like the extended observer modes, we really hadn't looked too much at, or the audience support was something unique. And he finishes up with statistics, a useful back end which provides information by team, by player, and by server, similar to OSP. And after reading that and responding, I also spoke with Tapper at some length about these features and shared some thoughts, swapped some horror stories, a few shots of tequila. Much of this is not too far off, really. We have been looking at some of these changes for 3.0, and also put in a word with 27. As you know, he's the guy who coded the smoke grenades, and he says there's really no reason that any of this could not be accomplished. So while it is some time off and it could all become reality, we feel that we do have the team who could do this and actually take this mod to the next level for you. If you want to check out that thread, as I said, it is in the general forums, and there it is that I'm spamming it in the channel. You can check that out. And as I said, the team has discussed much of this. Features like the observer mode, the match mode, the referee commands, and the statistics are things that we've already planned to implement. Talking with Baz again, he says we will have the introduction of a dedicated Urban Terror master server. So we will be able to stay on top and provide some statistics and better logging for the server guys. So it should prove very useful. And as I mentioned last week, as we sort of had breaking news, we will have an ftp.urbanterror.com for all the Urban Terror files. No more File Planet or your favorite 3D downloads, which never seems to work, right? So that we found quite an interesting post, and hopefully we can fulfill all those requests and actually take this to the next level and see the type of response that we do get. With that said, we have updated. Talking about FTPing, we have updated the files and the map depot section on UrbanTerror.net. All the links should work. If there's one that doesn't, please email me. I'll get it corrected. But as of yesterday, all the links did work. For those new to Urban Terror, we are now offering a full zip of Beta 2.3. It runs about 128 megabytes. We also have a new Linux full 2.3 version installer, courtesy of Lamer. And we've added some new mirrors for the game files. And it's better than it was. If you still don't get good download speeds from the mirrors we offer, I recommend you use the Italian site, urbanterror.it, or urbanterror.de, the German site, to get the maps and the files. And we'll also include the map pack in the map depot later this week. By the way, those will be updated here. The maps for the map contest will be updated. I know we have some issues that we want to get resolved. And one final note on FTP's Silicon Ice was turned down by Two Cows yesterday, saying they would not host our files. They gave me some email, and I wrote them a nasty one back. Anyways, it had something to do with the fact that you have to buy Quake 3 before you can use our files, and I guess they didn't like that. So, no Two Cows. Sorry, guys. I know you wanted it. They have good mirrors, but it's not going to happen. And it also seems that Urban Terror came in third place as the best Quake 3 mod over the year over at Planet Mods Award 2000. I've never heard of the site. We came in behind Alliance in second place and some Frenchy mod called Akimbo. I've never heard of it. Kind of cool still. Checking out some of the other awards, they don't even have Urban Terror included as a promising mod for 2002. I guess the best thing that ever came out of France were French fries, right? Actually hope none of you were French, and I know French fries did not come from France, so don't give me a shitload of problems. You can check it out. Here's the link. That's a link, expert-gamers.com/planetemodes. That's where you can see the awards, see who came in first, second, and third, not only in Quake, but in overall. Just check it out. Like I said, it's cool that I guess we took third place. Although, we should have taken first place, but we'll settle for third. Be right back. Listen to a little Greedy Fly. Greedy Fly. This is Bush.
Speeding
Bush, Greedy Fly, and My Bad Singing all go together to create a terrible sounding song. So much for the singing. Again, Bush, great song. I love that song. Now we're into the Ask Sid portion of the show, where you guys ask us questions, we answer them, and you accept our answers, or something like that. First question comes from Max Q. He says, I know how frustrating it can be to work so hard on something and then have it fall out from under you. So my question is, if Q3 dies off, or if a game with a better engine comes along that smokes out UT, will you guys start all over again on the new engine or ride the Q3 UT coaster to the end? Kind of hard to get off in the middle on a roller coaster, isn't it? Many think that Quake 3 is already dead. Id Software is basically nearly done supporting it. Last few patches have left a little bit to be desired, as we've seen some issues arise, things that should have been taken care of long before 1.3.1. And it seems a lot of people have been struggling with this. I don't think things can get much worse. I mean, you look at the numbers and compare them to some of the other communities. Not many people playing Quake 3 right now, but that only means that things can turn around and improve. So we are trying to do that by contributing Urban Terror to Quake 3, and I know there's many other excellent mods on the Quake 3 engine that are doing the same. I don't see why it wouldn't turn around. I don't see why we would really pull out now. If we really put together two solid releases like we were planning in 2.4 and 3.0, I think more gamers will dust off their Quake 3 CDs and give Urban Terror a shot. When it comes to the better engine, most are awaiting the Doom 3 engine as the next step on engines to build a mod. And are you really going to question the Carmack when it comes to engines? Although there are some good things that have been said about the Unreal 2 tourney engine as well. I mean, you can check out some of the screenshots, and those are quite impressive. But I think many were taken back by the Doom 3 video. We'll just have to wait and see what each have to offer. But I don't see how you can go wrong with Id. I know some of these other companies may offer more in terms of support or tools for modding, but I believe that we will see more moddable engines here in the future. And right now, we are going to continue to work on Urban Terror 4 or Quake 3. Mungo's In wanted to know if there will be any changes for entities for the mappers in 2.4, if we'll have to wait till 3.0. From Ian, one of the coders, says nothing really for 2.4, but we are fixing the node drop, which is not really an entity, probably a bit off topic, but not too sure about Beta 3. We've talked about the mounted guns and, of course, the mission goal entities. So a lot of these things are going to be Beta 3 bound. Arsenic wanted to know, where is Wetwired's prison map? Well, Wetwired's prison map, if it's the one I'm thinking of, is called UT Precinct. He is still working on it. We have a couple of the modelers and skinners working on some objects that need to go in the map, and this map will be released as part of Beta 3. So you will be able to check that out. Game modes, it'll support. I'm assuming it's going to support them all, since Wet is the man when it comes to mapping. And as you know, he does work for 4D Rulers on Gore down in Australia. So look for Precinct in Beta 3. Ace Mods, he wanted to know if there's any other information on when 2.4 will be released. Again, we are still shooting for sometime in the middle of this month. We'll have to see how the issues go that we're addressing. Right now, that's about all we have. Max Q again wanted to know if the enemy can see the medic symbol flashing above your head. No. That is only visible to your team only. So, as I said, that should really help the medics and the team play aspect when you call to get healed. O&D, he says, how about you can see the zoomed crosshair when ghosting somebody? That is a feature that we have been playing with for 2.4. You will be able to see zoomed-in clients when you're specking them in Beta 3, I believe. It was in 2.4, had some issues, we took it out, look for it in Beta 3. Not many questions this week, I guess we just answer them all on the forums here. I'm running through the PMs to see what else people have. Precious Death wants to know if I'm going to get naked for you all. Sorry, Petey. No nakedness. But we may have an actual actual streaming video next week of the show, too. And speaking of that, also planning on giving you guys some snippets from QuakeCon 2000. We were able to record, about 8 hours worth of the three-day event. And it was kind of cool. So we may pull some of that out that we find enjoyable and pass that along to you. But actually, PD, Precious Death from Clan CC, wanted to know what's with the spa's power. As we have said, it has been toned down. No longer are you going to be able to use the spas like you do now, making those long across-the-map shots or even a medium-long shot. It's all close. Very, very close. It really makes it a secondary weapon now. No longer are you going to see a lot of gamers running around in open areas, for example, Riyadh, toting a spas 12. It's pretty ineffective at any sort of range. Very close-up weapon now. And it should work much better, at least we hope. And PAX, Cardi from Clan Phoenix, who is AFK at the moment, asks, what is the likelihood of .exe's final map being pushed into 2.4 with the possible revision for Beta 4? Beta 3. Yeah, Cardi. You must have not been here in the beginning. We said we are going to look into the possibility as a tribute to ., releasing it in 2.4. Again, that really has not been discussed with the team, as we're just going to make this a bug fix release. Got to see how big it is and how big our patch is going to be, and it's possible that we could see it in 2.4 and give you guys something to something new to play on from the development team to tie you over. FaZe IT wants to know about the community map pack. Any ideas as to when it's coming out? How many maps? He says it's between, Beta 2.4 and Beta 3. And it will be between those two releases. We're planning something like we did for the map contest, 5 to 7 maps. Which ones? Everybody's got their favorites. Some maps are better than others. We do have that poll going on the sixthfloor.com. By no way is that an official poll. We do link it, but we may take some of the ideas off of that, but most of the ideas we will present in the forums and pass along the answers to you. So you can look for that later on. I'd say a couple months here. Somebody want to know, what about the symbol that's above the head when typing? There is no symbol above your head when you're typing. The only symbol you'll see above your head when you're above your head at any time is going to be the medical symbol. Since I can't pronounce it, I won't say it. It's that little flashing red and yellow symbol we posted on our forum or on our website last week. There will be no typing symbol above the head. We took that out quite a while ago for, one of the early betas. Took it out. Didn't like it. Just cause problems. XLR wants to know. God, now I gotta read all this shit. He says, I don't know whether you answered it or not already, but the question will look long, although it's not really long. Is there any issue sometimes when a UMP or Desert Eagle hits you in the vest? Yeah, there is some recording issue. I believe that has been corrected in 2.4, as with many of the bugs. Also corrected are when you see the 7, S. And the death message, that has been corrected. The 7 being a color, and that's been fixed. I'm sure if you play enough, you know what I'm talking about, but that has been corrected as well. Looks like we do have some answers rolling in from the trivia questions we asked here earlier. Let me sort through those. I got one more song here for you, and we will be right... Actually, you know what? I don't have any other songs in here. Damn it. Let me just run through these answers here real quick and see what we have. It looks like, I'm going to pull the questions back up here, repeat them to you, and then go with what I know or what I don't know, which is usually the latter, right? And the questions, the first one, who founded the mod Urban Terror? Number two question, whose art is displayed? Whose voices are used? Was number three, what's the slogan? Who's the female team member and her position? The two player models in 127, which Sid is the Mac Junkie? And the final one was, which bird is mentioned in the radio message? We got one winner here. Nope, that guy's not right. Give me like 30 seconds to run through this. Somebody else was talking about having music built into Urban Terror, similar to what Rock Arena 3 does. We have been looking into it, even though we still see it as somewhat of a gimmick, because you basically use your hearing a little bit more than you do in Rocket Arena. We have been looking into that possibility of adding that function. If you don't want to wait, you can download Sneaky Amp, I believe it is. Sneaky Amp. And you can control that from inside of Urban Terror. Death Fox over at CUDA wants to know if the coders are back from vacation, if they've had the chance to look at the latest build report from the QA guys and what they've had to say about it. I know they are back. I haven't been able to catch up with Doc yet on IRC or ICQ. And I believe 27 has been talking occasionally about it, but again, I've missed most of what he said. Not much has been posted in the forums about it, so I'll take that as good news, as chances are they are working on it instead of just hanging out since they've been on holiday for a week or so. Malky wants to know how 2.4 is going to affect the 56Kers. I would say you're going to see an improvement because we have touched up the net code again for 2.4, so 56Kers, take a little bit to heart. It's still on a modem. You're probably going to have higher pings, but it should be quite playable for you. JP Jesus wants to know about roller skates. Not. I don't think so. Smoke grenades, as somebody's asking about. Yes, they will be in 2.4. I don't like that question. Are there any major changes made to the menu system in Beta 3? Yeah, Beta 3, there'll be quite a few changes in the menu system. This is from Steck. Hopefully we can talk to Sweet Nuts next week about that, and he can fill you in on what changes are planned. There will be some minor changes in 2.4 with the skins. Each team now has set skins, three for each, I believe it was. Team Red will have three skins, Team Blue will have three skins, and you can only use those skins. So there is a new layout for that in the menu. And you can check that out. That's 2.4. Maybe I'll try to get a picture of it up here for you. And as I said, Sweet Nuts will talk about it next week if I can get him on the radio. Don't like that question either. And that's it. No more questions. Looks like we have one guy, community guy, who actually answered all the questions. That would be Atomic Blaze. Bot Killer did found the mod. He is correct. Sweet Nuts. It is his art in the map, UT Streets. Whose voices are used? He got all three of them. Blade Killer, Barbecue, and Hellchick. The slogan for Urban Terror, where Quake meets reality. The only female team member, Blade Killer, and she's a Skinner. And the two models he hit were the Grunt and Trooper. Those are the two models you can jump around with as your game guy in 127. Jake is the Junkie on the Mac, and he's as dead as fried chicken, baby. A chicken is the bird mentioned in the radio messages. That's all we have. I'm out of information here for you. Just a few reminders. Again, Friday night, that means fragging on Blade Killer server. You can join the fun CTF action starting at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 0400 GMT. IP is 64.180.91.204. We will be back next week playing your favorites, listening to music, talking Urban Terror, and see what other features we have. We will have a new clan next week. As I said, I've already have it selected. We'll tell you who that is as we get closer to the show next week. Give you an update on 2.4, see how the coders are doing on it, maybe get a date. We will have the Sid Spotlight, hopefully talking to Sweet Nuts. and his Barry White voice. If you haven't heard Sweetness talk, he does sound like Barry White. We'll go around the community, we'll check out the forums, field your questions, and much more on Radio Urban. I am Oswald. We will see you next week. Same time, 2 p.m. on Friday. Have a good Urban Terror weekend. See you later.
Oswald has left the building.